we did that note last week that you gave me, it was like a jewel. It was like a gem. It made my song. I recorded How We Don't Care, and I think it's the best recording I've done.
Oh,
it is so inspiring. Yes. I can't believe I'm doing songs a second time. I mean, how extravagant is that? But that note you gave me, and I wanted to tell you, we did the wrong chord. Because what we had was, and it's really nothing new. That wasn't the right chord. That's an F sharp minor. It was actually a C sharp minor. So I had to do, and it's really nothing new. George does this new thing. When I have a song, he knows with, he calls it by smell. He times it, and then he comes in with his instruments before my guitars. He actually arranges it. He did that on No Words also. You hear this like, ooh, and it comes in. And then you hear the guitars and the vocal. It's like it's a precursor to the arrangement. It's just so gorgeous. All right, so here it is. And again, that note that you gave me, I just always think of you.
Oh, that's well, Judy.
Here it is. See how he comes in first?
Yes.
I'm going to do that again. It's so cool. I'm going to do that again. It's so great. Like you float.
So such a great message. Such
and I love it. It's so honest.
It is.
So
it really
honest.
Is. It really
it's
is.
The truth.
It is the truth. I love how the time changes, the beat, the feel. Is it a beat change? One, two, three, four. Da, da, da. One, two, three. It's a triplets feel. And then on your chorus
it changes.
One, two, three. You go to a four. You go to multiples of four.
And
I love that transition, and it works with the words that are going.
It does work. It's just amazing because I didn't have a lot of musical training, and I don't know what I'm doing, but it's by feel. It's all emotion. It's
and if somebody said, write a verse that has a triple feel.
It'd be really hard to do that.
It would be hard to do.
I've been doing new vocals, and I've been taking some of my songs and upping the tempo. Just 5%.
Oh.
Makes a huge difference. Just vocally, it's a lot easier for me to sing, and it just feels better. So I think that's really fun to share.
So which ones, like which would be an example of one?
Okay, I'll show you an example.
Just a tune to tell you, you've been on my mind.
That sounds really good.
It's amazing, and I'm doing things like on one of my songs, Laughter and Tears, I didn't like the way I sang the lyrics. I put sadness is lonely. It should be was lonely because it's past tense.
Oh, yeah.
It tore us apart. You're saying it tore us apart. It's past tense. So I had to go back in and sing sadness was lonely.
But
to match it. Oh my God.
Oh, that one.
It
worked.
Is not easy to match lyrics. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally decided to do Saying Goodbye. I played it for you in two steps down. But I think I couldn't get the feeling as much with, I need my higher register a little bit.
Okay.
So I decided to go half a step down.
Okay.
And you know what? I think I'm getting it. I'm going to play this for you. There's a few lines that bug me, but it's close. I think I almost have it. So I'm really excited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So few words and so much to say. A part of me is gone. It left with you that day. How hard it is just saying goodbye.
Wow.
Come a long way.
Oh.
Oh my God, if I played you the one I did 2 weeks ago. No comparison.
Oh my gosh.
All
you,
that practice.
You hear it. You
I can
hear
it.
You know, and you feel it. I was going to say, you might try taking out and I knew to not say and every time.
Just
and I knew because you've already said and before.
I knew.
Just especially there was one time when you did a note in a normal conversation. You after having said it, you would have just said I knew losing you would be.
Yeah, so
you
just,
wouldn't have said and I knew because you've already said it.
I knew. Just go right to it. And I'm not sure on the ending if I got it, but it's hard to match up. But I'm going to do this again.
That sometimes when I'm at that point of a song. Changing the words at that part because sometimes I find I'm forcing it by trying to say the same thing
over and over. Just say something else.
You might find something in that.
How difficult it
is.
Actually, I want to tell you on my other version, I went up really high. I don't want to do that to my listeners, but I actually, on the chorus, had a different melody where I went really high and I don't know if I can do it in this key and I don't know if I'm bold enough.
Never expected to cry.
I don't know. Can I do that and pull it off?
Yes, you
should
can.
I?
Yeah, you.
I'm gonna try it.
I think it is a good exercise for you to do.
Okay.
And you may like it and end up keeping it.
Okay.
But it will help you either way. The old Judy thought high meant volume.
Okay. Well, the old Judy wasn't a singer, and the new Judy doesn't think she's a singer either. Like, to me, it's like you could do it easily. For me, it's like a lot of thought and energy.
But
I can do it?
Yes.
Am I a singer? Well, yeah, Am I become a singer?
You just did it. So just remember, and you've done it on other things now, where you go high and you stay. It doesn't matter whether you're high or low or medium. You need to not go out of your own.
It's just so exciting.
Your own level of volume. Wherever your technique lies volume-wise is the volume you need to stay within.
Keep the tone nice.
If you have the tone and you got the timing.
Fine. Okay. All right. I'm going to try it.
The notes work.
I love you. I sang at Borders on Sunday night.
Oh, you did?
And I felt, my usual gig. Okay. But I feel like I understand my voice now and the microphone. And I sang, everything I sang came out beautifully. And I love it. I just enjoy hearing my own voice.
Wow.
I started off with John Denver and I did some James Taylor. And it's just so natural. It just feels so fun.
Oh,
I love being a singer. Oh, I never thought of myself as enjoying singing.
I think it was a poll said 90% of singers. Because they sing because they like singing.
They like
not
singing.
Not because they love their own voice. Your voice is
you hear it all the time.
Yeah. And well, it's not only that you hear it all the time, you don't like it a lot of times. I'm saying this is not just you. Most people just don't like their voice, but they love singing. Even the people that you pay tickets to go see.
That's,
I mean, they'd love to sometimes have a different voice. Just because they're making money with that voice doesn't mean it's the voice of their dreams.
But see, this is the voice of my dreams because I never had a voice like this. That's what's so cool. I really love what I'm doing, and I love the sound because it's new. It's all new for me.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I love it.
Yeah.
So my life is wonderful. Thank God for my music and my voice. As long as I don't yell at my kids or yell during tennis, then I have a voice. I was yelling at something this morning. I go, I have a voice lesson. I better watch out. Peaches is going to know. Thanks, Peach. Have a wonderful week.
Well, thank you. You
and
too,
I'll see
Judy.
You next week.